Ah, mmm. The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
This is the Jerry Callahan Show.
All right, Corrado, I'm not screwing around anymore. All right, I just sprayed Lysol on my vegetables. I got my gas mask on and got my gloves. And you and I are never, ever getting together again. This is a remote. I am not leaving my house. I'm not leaving my office. I am, got to be honest, the Omicron scares me. It scares me, Matt. Can you just virtually embrace me? Can you virtually give me a hug? Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Can you assure me that the Omicron will not kill me before Christmas?
I can't. Please. I don't think anybody can. Nobody can reassure you.
I was just starting to feel a little better last week that we were going to pull through this, that we were going to survive. And then the Omicron struck, and Dr. Fauci said, it's going to get worse before it gets better. And Dr. Fauci would never, ever mislead me. If you can't see me, I have two masks. I was my third. I'm going to wear three masks. I have gloves.
That's definitely safer.
My spray here, and I don't know what else I can do about this. Well, you're going to have to. Omicron.
I think what you should do is you're going to need to divorce your wife. You're going to have to never see your family again.
I already told them remotely only this Christmas, remote only. We're only going to get together. I know some people meet in the garage. That's what the, I think it was the CDC or somebody said, meet in the garage and then take a test.
Yes.
A quick test. I can't take any risks like that because what if someone has the Omicron? They meet in the garage, they take the tests. They would already have killed everybody
before
they get the result.
Yes.
And you know what the worst thing of all for me, well, it's not the worst, but it's among them. For my Christmas plans, we were going to have all the family over from Lesotho. I have a lot of family. I didn't tell you this. I have a lot of family in Lesotho, and I have some in Eswatini.
Yes.
Eswatini?
I can tell.
That's my wife's side of the family from Eswatini. And because of Joe Biden's racist travel ban, my family from Eswatini can't come over. It's going to be an empty Christmas. And again, it's the virus. We can't be too careful. You know, you just can't be too careful. I'm looking at you right now, and I cannot believe you're not masked up for our show here on Monday.
I'm taking a risk. I know I am. But
you are living dangerously once again. And you didn't learn enough from Thanksgiving. You had Thanksgiving by yourself because you don't care. You're this is the as you know, the pandemic of the unvaccinated, which means you. It's your fault. This thing keeps spreading. It's your fault that people are dying. Well, they're not dying. I heard somebody in Mozambique had the sniffles. Is that true?
That's what somebody? I heard too. I heard it was a cold. It was a cold with some sniffles, maybe a little bit of a cough.
It lasted 2 days.
I think about two very difficult days is what it lasted.
Can you answer me a very simple question, Corrado? You're a pretty sharp guy, well read,
yes.
Although, you know, you fell for the Rittenhouse.
I wasn't the only one.
Oh man, would we have looked silly if that. Can you answer me this?
Yeah.
What in the hell is a variant anyway? Can someone help me with that? What is a variant?
It's a mutation.
I understand, but who cares about a variant if it's like no different? In fact, this case is milder than the actual virus. The variant gives you the sniffles for a day. So what?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what they're
saying. Why are you supposed to change your life because of a variant?
Well, they're saying now the vaccine won't protect you. Not like it was really protecting you past 6 months anyway, but now this variant, it could get around the defense you were given by the vaccine and cause more trauma. Sniffles for 2 days of trauma.
So tell me, so if you are vaccinated, you're telling me this now means that you can actually get COVID?
Dude, we'd never known that before.
I thought we already established that like six like a year ago, or whatever, 6 months ago.
You mentioned my family, right? You mentioned my family, and the whole thing was me not being, my wife not being vaccinated. And they're like, well, okay, if you come to Thanksgiving, then can you get a test? And I'm like, well, if you're all vaccinated, but you can spread the disease, shouldn't I be more afraid of you? You get tested.
Right. And you're vaccinated, which means the symptoms will be milder. And you know what it sounds like? It sounds like the Omicron. By the way, if you want to know one thing about the current state of the panic porn, consider that they skipped when they came up with a letter or number, whatever, for the variant. They skipped the letter G, which is XI, because, you know, out of deference to the Chinese leader, the leader of the Chinese Communist Party. So once again, we're trying to be respectful to the people who unleashed the virus on the world. The people who essentially killed 4 million people and, you know, 750,000 Americans, and we don't want to hurt his sensitive feelings.
Well, it's so clear that the ties between the Biden administration and Xi and China right now. I mean, I know we'll probably get to this later, but I read that excerpt from the new book that's coming out on Hunter Biden, and that's one of the most glaring thing is the rich and powerful people in China and the rich and powerful people here are doing the same stuff, are in the same business deals.
It's amazing. And they're right. Their president Xi and our president Fauci, you know, they have similar goals in mind. And they're both friggin' tyrants. The laptop from hell comes out tomorrow. Again, you're right. We'll get to it. But it looks like an amazing book. And to me, it's the greatest example of media corruption you will ever see. The fact that they will continue to cover. They did it during the election when big tech suppressed the news and all their handmaidens in the media said, oh, it's Russian disinformation, when they knew it wasn't, and they just didn't want to derail the campaign of their guy.
Yeah.
It was they're so corrupt. They're such liars. Trump was right about a lot of things, but nothing more than his descriptions, characterization of the media as enemies of the people. That is what they are. That is what they'll continue to be. When you see this, hear this, read this, Google it. You can read the excerpt. The Bidens are so corrupt, and it makes sense when you look at the timeline. By the way, he was about to leave office. He was about his run as vice president was over, and he was just saying, "How do I cash in now?"
Yeah.
He's always been on the take, but he didn't want to mess around anymore. He wanted many, many millions. So his son was on it, and they succeeded. He made $30 million
over three years. Yeah.
Over 3 years, 10 million a year, didn't introduce people, you know, like who could Hunter possibly introduce to these Chinese energy executives or representatives of the Chinese Communist Party? And they gave Hunter a 3-carat diamond.
Saw that. To seal the deal.
That's like a mob thing. You know, that's like, obviously it's money laundering. Hunter is just so corrupt, and his father is just so corrupt that maybe some people surprise me and actually read this book and report on it, because every word you read and you say, what if that were Trump? Or not even Trump. Obviously, the media hates Trump and made it their goal in life, their mission to stop him, and they did. But if it were a Bush, you know, if it were Romney, if it were anybody but the Democrat nominee last year, this would have been the biggest story every day, all day. And they have him down cold because this crackhead left the laptop somewhere, and Miranda Devine in the New York Post got a hold of it. So it's all documented. It's not like some crazy conspiracy theory. It's not like the Russian hoax story, which got the New York Times and the Washington Post Pulitzers. Not like that, just made up garbage from Hillary Clinton. This is real, and it will be summarily ignored by the corrupt corporate media.
I mean, even in this excerpt in the New York Post, there are pictures from the laptop. There's a picture of that diamond next to a penny. There's a picture of a receipt. There's pictures of him. We have documentation of actual conversations. It looks like they've got. There's a picture of an email sent. It's pretty clear that this is real.
It's all. I mean, it's to me the most documented, the most proven political scandal you will ever see, because again, Hunter is such a loser. I mean, such a miscreant that he was on drugs and he was wasted. And I forgot the laptop. And his answer when he's asked about it by one of his, one of his lap dogs, Jimmy Kimmel, asked about it. He says, it could be mine. I don't know. I was drunk. I was stoned.
Right.
That's his excuse for everything. But who cares what his excuse is? They got the goods. They literally have his email, his correspondence with these Chinese executives, billionaires. They got, like you said, a picture of the diamond, which, if nothing else, is clearly money laundering. You think he paid taxes on that gift?
Oh, no.
I mean, it's just so absurd that not only is he not going to jail where he belongs, but he's not even going to get charged because, his dad, his corrupt family won the White House, control the DOJ, control the FBI. So he's cool. He's in the clear. It's not like he was taking selfies on the Capitol Hill steps on January 6th, but I look forward to the laptop from hell. I believe there's another excerpt in today's New York Post. And you're right. You look at it and you go, wait a second. They got photos. They got emails. Yep. I mean, you can literally see the exchange between the guys paying the money, the bribes, and the guy selling influence. You could see the back and forth. You could see the numbers, the money. It's not small potatoes. This isn't some guy getting, $500 in cash like
no.
the Boston rep who stuffed it in her bra on camera. Diane Wilkerson stuffed a couple of hundreds in her bra. That's not like that. This is $30 million with 10% for the big guy. The big guy who was, on Nantucket over the weekend, out there again. I don't know what we can do to stop him again, killing people in stores, ice cream stores, and gift shops in Nantucket. He was out there killing people. We'll get to that. We'll get to all that. I mean, honest to God, the mask hypocrisy, just the general hypocrisy from these people, is just so glaring that at some point, I don't know, doesn't everyone have to catch on and realize what theater it is?
I don't know.
I
read Twitter comments for people who love, who are Democrats, who are super liberal, and they like root these people on. I don't get it. They want to be enslaved. It's crazy.
It's amazing. And I've talked about it many times. You'll never see more hypocrisy than with climate change. When you see utter frauds like John Kerry and Al Gore flying in their private jets, in their big SUVs, their limos, their boats, their yachts, their mansions, telling you that you have to stop with the plastic shopping bag or the plastic straw because you're, killing the ocean, or you in, sub-Sahara Africa can't build a power plant because, you're gonna kill the planet. That level of hypocrisy will never be topped. But the COVID hypocrisy is right up there.
Yeah.
We'll get to a couple of great examples of that, including our president who was on Nantucket, with all his grandkids. Well, not quite all his grandkids. And we got so much to get to today, Carano. We get the New England Patriots are the best team in the NFL now. Who'd have saw that coming? Enos Kanter. Or should I say Enos Kanter Freedom, becomes a U.S. citizen today. I'm pretty excited about that. The trial of Ghislaine, I guess that's how you say it, Ghislaine Maxwell, starts today. And the CNN is going to be covering the arraignment of a maroon SUV in Waukesha. A maroon SUV committed that crime, and that maroon SUV is in big trouble.
Gonna have to put it down.
That maroon SUV is going down.
Yeah.
Watch.
Scrap it.
We'll get to that and a lot more on today's Callahan Show, brought to you by DCU. Why do DCU members love their free checking accounts? It's simple. No monthly maintenance fees, no minimum balance, no strings attached. What's better is with direct deposit to their free checking account, DCU members can get paid up to 2 days early. Who doesn't love getting paid early? Zero monthly maintenance fees, zero monthly balance, zero reasons not to switch. They will even remove the hassle of switching your direct deposits and automatic payments from your current checking account. Learn more and make the switch today at dcu.org/freechecking. Insured by NCUA. Membership required. All right. That man of the people, Joe Biden, spent the holiday weekend on Nantucket, the way all, men of the people do. Can I just say, this is neither here nor there, but is there any doubt that President Trump, if Trump were in office, would have been in Waukesha already. You've seen him talking to people. You've seen him at that little memorial service. He would have been there because that's what a president does. A president with some, with any compassion. Biden has not even made a statement about Waukesha. I've not even talked about it. I assume he'll be asked about it whenever he faces the media. But I mean, the guy hasn't made a statement about the 13, about the 10 people, innocent people he nuked or he droned in Kabul, the 7 children. Hasn't even talked about that. That was in August. So I guess we shouldn't expect him to show any compassion for the people of Waukesha. Plus, he was busy. You know, he was on Nantucket with most of his grandchildren. And I'll mention this again. I'm going to mention this whenever a lot. But it's just something that strikes me when I hear people talk about the compassion, the empathy that Joe Biden has, especially as compared to the last guy. The media, obviously, his manservants in the media said he was on Nantucket with all his grandkids. Well, that's not true because there was one, I believe she's still like in Arkansas. She's, her mother's a stripper, her father's a crackhead, and she is a Biden. He doesn't even admit he has that grandchild. And, what kind of human being? I think of my own parents when they were grandparents and how proud they were and how they just lived for their grandchildren. What kind of human being denies his own grandchild because that grandchild's mother's a stripper or worse, father's a crackhead, lying scumbag? Is that the kid's fault?
It's not the kid's fault, but he can't. He'll never. He must send him money, I would guess, but he'll never acknowledge them.
I mean, I hopefully Hunter kicks a little back to the little girl, not just to the big guy when he's making these big deals with the Chinese. But just amazes me that you have all your grandchildren with you on Nantucket. No, not exactly. There's one you deny even exists. That to me tells you a lot about the man. Also, I guess you got to always have an excuse if you're Joe Biden that you're not really all there. On Nantucket, he's going out, you know, pretend shopping or, you know, pretend going into like a bookstore or whatever, pretend that he's in, the cameras are following him. And he's in a store, and it's a real funny picture if you haven't seen it. And he's looking out with that blank stare out the window to the street. And he's got no mask, and right to his right, to the left, is the sign that says mask required.
Yes, yes.
So in the store, masks are required, except for the president, who, let's remind everyone, who is a 79-year-old, sickly, frail old man. Now, I'm not a big mask guy. I know you're not either, but if you're going to require masks, wouldn't that be the first guy on your list, the guy who is that vulnerable?
I'd love the one brave store clerk just being like, I'm sorry, Mr. President, but you're going to have to wear your mask in here.
Did you see the sign? We got a sign. We got rules. I mean, I assume all the people in the store, the clerks and everyone, all had masks, except the guy who was definitely the most vulnerable guy in the store, didn't feel the need to wear the mask.
Well, the Biden administration was hoping he gets it.
And was like looking out so the photographers could take the picture with that blank look on his face. But he wasn't the only one. It was a long weekend, obviously a lot of parties, which means lots of mask fanatics were caught maskless, including London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco, a city in decline, a city in ruins. She was out not just maskless, but partying and dancing and surrounded by other maskless people. At the same time, she requires all school children, I mean kindergarten kids, to wear masks 7-8 hours a day. The mayor of London felt no need to wear a mask, but in her defense, Carano, she was feeling the spirit.
It moved her.
But at what point, if you're one of these masked nuts, do you say, this might not really be on the level? These people who are forcing us to mess up, they're not doing it. The ones who tell you to live in fear of COVID do not live in fear of COVID. It's the same as climate change. The ones who tell you to live in fear of climate change do not fear it at all. John Kerry, Al Gore, do not fear any. I mean, Obama buys an $11 million house on the ocean. Nancy Pelosi just bought a $25 million house on the ocean in Florida. Do you think Nancy Pelosi thinks that the oceans are going to rise and wipe us all out in 8 years? Of course not. I mean, stop listening to these frauds. But anyway, we got Biden, we got London breed, and we have total fear porn over the weekend. And it was funny, at least, you know, many of the accounts I follow had the Trump travel ban from a year ago.
Yes.
China. And their response, Biden said it was, I can get the exact wording, but it was xenophobic and it was unnecessary and it was an attempt to keep black and brown people out of the country.
Yeah.
The same guy just issued a travel ban from, let's see, Trump's was from China, right? This would be from...
I got the list if you want it.
Okay, give me the list and see if you can pronounce the countries better than I can.
Of course I can. South Africa, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Lesotho, Eswatini, and Mozambique and Malawi.
I heard of I've heard of Botswana, I've heard of Zimbabwe. Namibia, I thought was a fictional place in like a movie. Lesotho, never heard of that place, never even seen that word. Lesotho.
Yeah, there's no W there, but Lesotho.
Lesotho. Eswatini?
Eswatini, I think, yeah.
Eswatini, what are they known for? What's their national language? What's their...
You're calling me. I can't answer.
What's their flag?
I don't.
Malawi and Mozambique. Now, I'm just going to guess that there'd probably be a number of black and brown people in those countries. Well, Joe Biden, that bigot, that racist, just said they can't come into our country. So, sorry, all you folks in Lesotho, who are hoping to, you know, spend Christmas here in the States, can't do it. And it's not me. I really wish you could come. But that's impossible now because we have a travel plan, which doesn't start till today. So they had like 3 or 4 days where they could rush our borders with the new variant.
Yeah, they're kind of hoping for it.
Yeah, the new variant. Now it starts today. So we didn't want to inconvenience people over the weekend. So you were allowed to bring the new variant into the country over the weekend, but you're not allowed to do it beginning today. Now this obviously scares some people. It almost kind of encapsulates the whole crisis. Here people were letting their guards down, you know. They were starting to, I don't know, go out places, do things, shop, go to
football games.
Yeah, go right. The day they issued the travel ban, there were 105 people at the big house in Michigan. All over college football, 80, 90, 100,000 people gathered. None of them have proven to be super spread events, so they had to come up with something else to scare everybody. They come up with this Omicron and the new variant, and they send out that huckster Fauci. Or send out. I mean, who could stop him? You would need, you know, the jaws of life to get him out of these TV studios. Yes. The man wakes up. I mean, he goes to bed on Saturday night and just so excited, like a kid on Christmas Eve, because on Sunday mornings, he gets to sit down with all his friends in the media and tell you how we're all going to die if we don't, whatever, get your third booster and, you know, mask up and all that. So he does the Sunday shows. And again, I look at it. I look at the clips, the excerpts, and I say, is there really people in the country still listening to Anthony Fauci? God, that amazes
me. They're not listening to Fauci. They're listening to science.
All right. And if you thought this guy was an arrogant son of a bitch before, this, I would say, tops them all. I mean, you thought he was a narcissist, an egomaniac before. This evil little gnome sits down and he's asked about, you know, the senators who've called him out. You know, Rand Paul, who's destroyed him under oath. Rand Paul's the reason we know that we, the taxpayers, funded the research in Wuhan, which gave us the virus, which killed 750,000 Americans. Sounds like something that would force at least this old fool to, I don't know, step down, maybe retire. He's almost 81, but again, he'll never retire. He will die on the job. And because he's faithful to Biden and the Democrats, he won't be forced out no matter what he does. So you watch this and you say, are we still, I mean, I know no one I know is listening to him. No one I know cares what he has to say. But are there still people in America who say, ooh, Dr. Fauci said
we might not be able to get together at Christmas. It just blows my mind that there are people like that. Didn't they see any of the hearings when he was caught red-handed, lying under oath repeatedly? Haven't they not followed his track record where he's been wrong about everything? I mean, everything for the last year. I was just watching Tom Cotton talking about Fauci, and he summed it up nicely, because you watch Fauci and he'll talk about the virus or the whatever, the mutations, but he never talks about, you know, mental health or what masks do to children or what shutting down millions of small businesses do to people that own those, that work them. He doesn't care about people, you know? People don't matter. Families don't matter. The well-being of children doesn't matter. Do you think he's talked a lot about, you know, the 100,000 overdoses that this country suffered in the last year? Does that ever register with someone like Fauci? He's so just soulless and bloodless. And people, the fact that people, families have been destroyed by the virus, or by the, not the virus, by the overreaction. There was a famous, or famous, there was a kind of a viral video over the weekend of a couple that had been married 70 years or something. They've been kept apart, and everyone thought this thing was wonderful. Mary, she lives in a nursing home. She's 92. She's been married 70 years and hasn't seen her husband, who's 95, for 10 months. Finally, they're reunited. And it shows him, he puts his cane down, she's got her walker, and they hug, and the nurses are watching. And I'm saying, who the hell kept them apart for the last year? They've been married 70 years. She's 92, he's 95. What kind of ghoul kept these two people apart? It's not the virus. It's the people who make these rules, people who have no problem just keeping a couple that's been together for 70 years apart. First of all, I'm pretty sure they're vaccinated. And even if they're not, even if it's life-threatening, you're going to keep them apart for what reason?
No reason.
So that they can live longer? She's 92, he's 95. They look very, very old and frail. They're kissing and hugging. I'm looking at it right now, and I'm saying, what person, what bureaucrat, like in the government, made the rule that these two can't, you know, risk it all by holding hands and watching whatever TV together, or, you know, sitting just looking at each other? I mean, it's sick.
You got to prioritize. You should prioritize quality of life at that point in time. You're over 90 years old. So why couldn't they have just tested each one of them, made sure they didn't carry COVID, and then put them together, and they could stay together for the last 10 months? It makes no sense to me.
You know why? Because they got rules, Carano. They got rules in that nursing home. Well, they got rules in that state. But, I mean, just nuts. And I look at it, and there's millions of people saying, oh, isn't that wonderful? They give you the little emoji with the heart and the break in the heart thing, and they cry. And they say, ooh, I must be cutting onions or some stupid thing. And I'm saying, this is nuts. I said, the people did this, not the virus. People who are cruel and heartless, really bad people, kept these two nice old folks apart. I mean, when you think about it, what else are they living for if not each other? Are they living so they, you know, the guy's 95 and he can barely move. You're trying to keep him safe and alive from what? A virus that, you know, that might strike him dead at 96 or 97? I mean, it's just crazy the way these people think. And Fauci's the worst. All right, we're going to get to Fauci, because this guy is just, he gives me the creeps now. I can't stand to look at him. I can't stand to hear from him. And I've been saying for a year, or close to a year, that he's just a political hack, which he is. I think he proved it beyond a doubt when he was talking to, who the hell is he talking to? He's got all his friends. He always calls them by their first names, you know, Dana and Chuck and George, and they're all buddies. He sat down for an interview, like he does quite a bit. And
he's on Face the Nation. I'm not quite sure who the
Face the Nation.
Who the one we spoke speaking with is.
So he's asked about Margaret Brennan.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know who watches Face the Nation, but they get him on there and go through all the usual stuff. Yeah, can we have a Christmas? Can we celebrate? We live our lives. And she asks about people like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, who've called for him to step down or even be prosecuted, which God knows, if lying under oath's a crime, and I guess it's not for some people, it's not for good Democrats, but if it were a crime, have you ever seen a better example than Anthony Fauci lying that they did not fund the Wuhan lab experiments when we have the receipts. Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, they had him. They had him cold. He lied under oath, and it doesn't slow him down at all. He just dismisses it like, "Oh, I'm science."
But it's crazy how he's more powerful than senators. Like, that's crazy to me.
He's more powerful than anybody when you think about it. I don't think we'd have and Scott Atlas, who was, you know, the Trump guy in the room for all these meetings, these coronavirus meetings, points out that Fauci never cared about the data, never looked at the science. You know, he didn't come to meetings with data. He didn't try to, you know, pore over the studies and the research. He just made these declarations and expected you to follow them because he is science. But let's listen to the laughter and the arrogance from this little tyrant. And you tell me, who the hell is actually taking him seriously anymore?
So anybody who spins lies and threatens and all that theater that goes on with some of the investigations and the congressional committees and the Rand Pauls and all that other nonsense, that's noise, Margaret. That's noise. I know what my job is.
Senator Cruz told the attorney general you should be prosecuted.
Yeah. I have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted. What happened on January 6th, Senator?
Do you think that this is about making you a scapegoat to deflect from President Trump?
Of course. You have to be asleep not to figure that one out.
Well, there are a lot of Republican senators taking aim at this.
That's okay. I'm just going to do my job. And I'm going to be saving lives, and they're going to be lying.
Did she ever say, did you fund the research of Wuhan? They don't even touch that. They know he lies about it. But honestly, he says, what happened on January 6th? And I tweeted this. He says, what happened on January 6th, Senator? Which I'm honestly a little confused. Like, what is he accusing?
I think he's accusing Cruz of sending people for an insurrection to take over the government.
That'd be news to me. I mean, Trump's been accused of it by Ted Cruz.
I guess.
Anyway, I said, okay, January 6th, one person was shot dead by the cops. Hooligans broke windows, stole the podium, took selfies, got arrested. Many of them are facing ridiculously long prison terms. Now, my turn, doctor. What happened with that experiment you funded in Wuhan? What happened with that? Oh, I don't know. It just created the virus that killed 4 million people, including 750,000 Americans. It destroyed our economy that cost the Western world trillions in wealth. That sounds a little worse to me than January 6th. But then, you know, then I guess I go easy on January 6th. But that laugh, this laugh from this little ghoul that just doesn't care about the cost of this virus. And by the way, never wants to let it go. It's the best thing that ever happened to Anthony Fauci, and he's never going to let it go. I would contrast that with the doctor in South Africa. Is she in South Africa or Botswana?
Yep. She's South Africa.
She's in South Africa. Mm-hmm. She discovered the new variant, and Fauci, obviously, and all the Democrats and all the media, other allies in the media, want you to live in fear. They want you double masking. They want kids masked up, don't care the cost. They want you staying home, whatever, all the usual stuff. The doctor who discovered the Omicron variant doesn't sound like she thinks it's such a big deal at all, does she?
No.
I don't even know her name. Let's listen to this doctor who actually does science, does research, unlike Fauci, who's like, you know, Ryan Seacrest. He's just on TV all the time. You always wonder, like, what do you do? All you do is TV. Well, this woman does actual doctoring, and she does not sound all that afraid of the Omicron variant at all.
Just cut us off from any traveling. And
hold on one sec. Sorry about that. Here we go.
Looking at the mildness of the symptoms that we are seeing, currently there's no reason for panicking as we don't see severely ill patients. I also checked with some of the hospitals in my area. And one of the biggest hospitals, they only have one patient currently that's COVID positive on a ventilator, and they don't even know whether it's COVID, it's Delta, or whether it is Omicron related. We acknowledge that it might change going forward. But the hype that's been created currently out there in the media and worldwide doesn't correlate with the clinical picture. And it doesn't warrant to just cut us off from any traveling and ban South Africa as if we are the villains in the whole process. Should not be like that.
This is not some talking head. This is the doctor saying it's so mild. And by the way, I don't believe there's anybody hospitalized. We get dead. Nobody's hospitalized with the Omicron. It's so mild. So it's very transmissible. I understand. But it doesn't, not only does it not kill you, it doesn't even put you in the hospital. Many people, and it's all over the world now, including in Canada, they don't even know they have it. So the thing that, Fauci wants you to, lock down and shut down everything, it doesn't even affect people, It's mild symptoms for 2 days, including what, little fatigue?
Sniffles, a little fatigue.
little fatigue. For that, we've banned black and brown people from entering this country. God, I wish Donald Trump were president right now, just so we could listen to the media scream bloody murder. But it's a different guy, so they don't care. And there's lots of people calling out the hypocrisy on Twitter.
And there was more of a case for shutting down, a year and a half ago or whatever, when Trump did it, because we knew a lot of less information then than we do now. There's way less of a case, and it's there's no uproar. There was a ton of uproar of it last time. There's nothing here. It's crazy.
And I mean, you look back and you think of people like Biden and some Kamala Harris calling them racist for shutting down travel from China. From Wuhan. They wanted to let people keep on coming in from Wuhan, and Trump stopped it. And, he'll never shut up about it. He was on with Mark Levin last night, and he's talking about the shutdown, and Fauci was against it, and Biden was against it. It's all true, but God, we've covered that ground. Anyway, this doctor, will she appear on any network tonight? CNN, will they show her? Will MSNBC show her? Will the New York Times have her on the front page saying, it doesn't warrant this kind of reaction because there's nobody's dying. Nobody's going to the hospital. Nobody's on a ventilator. They're just getting tired for a day or two, and then they're fine. They have the immunity, by the way. It's just the overreaction to me is so transparent now. It's just so silly that even, even some of these, zombies that you see, the warning people of going out maskless or chasing people around, Walmart, telling them to put a mask on. Even those people have to recognize now that things have changed and this variant is not going to ruin our lives or destroy your life. But we'll see. They're going to keep on pushing that panic porn and telling you. I mean, I assume Biden was back in Washington yesterday and they put out a picture. Did you see this photograph with him with his COVID team and Fauci's there? And I think Kamala Harris is there, and they're in the Oval Office. And someone pointed this out, Fauci and the other doctors have the N95 masks, exactly. The good masks.
Yeah, right.
Biden's got the cheap blue thing that you get when you walk in the grocery store, and it's like hanging off, barely covering it. And it's just like, they took the picture and then took the masks off. He walked over to talk to the media yesterday. He's got a mask on. So he goes over to answer one question. Takes the mask off and coughs on the media and then talks to them. And then when he's done, puts the mask back on. At what point do you recognize that that's just theater? It's a show. The guy doesn't even know how to wear a mask. But anyway, we'll keep following that. We'll see. We'll give you the death toll every day on the Omicron, which is coming for you, coming for your kids, coming for your family. It's coming for Christmas. That should be like a Christmas special. The Omicron that stole
coming
Christmas.
To town? Yeah, right.
Yeah. The Omicron is coming to town. It's going to destroy your Christmas. I think at this point, nobody's listening. Nobody's listening there, Tony Fauci. You're lucky you're not in jail. But enjoy your fame. Enjoy your time with Margaret and the rest of the media that are just going to help you continue to, survive, I guess. It's amazing. But all right, we got more to get to. What do you want me to do now? Do you want me to do, let's see, what do we got?
We got home.
Are we doing Omaha Steaks?
Let's do it.
Oh, good. I'm excited. I got to give you credit, Carano. You're not only getting the getting some clients. You're getting the good ones. You're getting the good ones. We got MyPillow. We got Omaha Steaks. I love Omaha Steaks. I got the Omaha Steak. I think it's the package, the perfect gift package for my birthday in the summer. I told you about that.
Yes.
And a lot of times, you know, I was home alone to cook, and I'd break out this beautiful steak or this bacon wrapped filet just for myself. It was a little bit of heaven. And now we got it for Christmas. And I'm going to tell you, I got to tell you a lot about Omaha Steak, but I'm going to tell you what they provided for me the other night. The best freaking hot dog I've ever eaten in my life. I was like, hot dog, whatever. We had these Omaha Steak. I don't know if they have any special. No, they're just called Gourmet Jumbo Franks. And it was so good. I'm not kidding. You didn't even need like a bun or anything with it. You could eat it like, you know, like a meal. It was so good. Oh, I want more of these Gourmet Jumbo Franks. But this is, I have to say this a lot, but I mean it. This is a great holiday Christmas gift. I mean, it is something anybody on your list would love. The guy, the man, the father of your house, you know, who wouldn't love Omaha Steaks? The holidays, the Christmas holiday is coming up, and this is the perfect gift. Omaha Steaks makes it easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift that they are guaranteed to love. I believe that with all my heart. Nobody is not going to be happy when they get the Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter Jerry, G-E-R-R-Y, into the search bar to order the perfect gift package for $99.99. You'll get 24 entrees like the world-famous bacon-wrapped fillets, chicken breast, sides, desserts, and so much more. When you use the code word Jerry, you'll also get an additional 8 Omaha Steaks burgers for free. This is a great deal. These burgers are awesome. I'm an expert on burgers. These are great burgers. We've all heard the reports about shortages and shipping delays, so don't wait. Order the perfect gift package today, omahasteaks.com, and you'll get 8 free burgers when you enter the code word Jerry. That's G-E-R-R-Y. Achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. Incredible flavor, incredible value, and 100% guaranteed. omahasteaks.com, keyword Jerry. Yeah, you and I split one of these perfect gift packs.
I have to say, I stole what I thought was the best part.
I got the Omaha Steaks, but I didn't have a lot of steak.
No, I took the, I wanted to try it.
And I was going to give you a hard time, but I can't tell you how much I enjoy the hot dogs and the burgers. Yeah. You know, you forget when you get steak package, because your first thing is thought is steak. But these burgers and these dogs are so good. And I'm a burger dog kind of guy, you know? We had it on Saturday night, just like I did when I was a kid. When I was a kid, we had hot dogs, but we always had like the cheap, whatever, generic ones. We didn't have Omaha Steaks dogs. We had burgers. I mean, we had beans and Franks every Saturday night. It was kind of a thing. And I wasn't complaining. I love them, but these are so damn good. But check out omahasteaks.com. Don't forget code word Jerry. What else am I doing?
Oh, wait, before you do that, though, I just want to say, so it's a little bit different with this, though. It's in the search bar. I know Jerry said that, but I just want to reiterate that when you go to omahasteaks.com, in the top, you'll see a search bar. Put G-E-R-Y in there. You'll see Jerry's full name come up. Click on that. That's how you get to the deals. It's not in the checkout. It's in the search bar. Do it there.
And you should, I mean, think of that. Less than $100. You're going to make someone on your list very, very happy. It's like, you don't have to wonder, are they going to like this? Are they going to use this? You know, will this fit? This is just the greatest gift idea you can have. But all right, we move on. What else have I got?
Hone.
Oh, we got Hone Health. Hone Health. Right. Hone Health. Yeah, I've been telling you about Hone Health. It's a comprehensive hormone optimization clinic that helps men get their energy back, helps them with focus, their libido, their muscle mass by addressing low testosterone. Hone offers at-home biomarker testing, in-depth physician video consults, and FDA-approved medication delivered straight to your door. I've been telling you about this. You get to be a certain age. You don't have the energy you used to have it to make it through the day. You're having a hard time putting on muscle at the gym. Your libido's not what it used to be. Your hormones could be to blame. Did you know testosterone levels have decreased substantially over generations? Our father's generation had testosterone levels that were 25% higher than ours, which is kind of bizarre, but it is true. The thing is, it's not your fault. There are many factors such as environmental changes that are affecting our generation today. 30 million men in the U.S. have low testosterone that's affecting their daily life. Hone Health can help. Testosterone is more than just a sex hormone. It affects energy, muscle mass, focus, and your overall mood. This will improve your mood. Hone helps men get testing and treatment for low testosterone from the comfort of your home. It's easy. You collect the sample, you mail it in. Once the results are ready, you have a video chat with a real doctor. Doctors will recommend a personalized treatment plan based on your biomarkers and symptoms. Treatment includes FDA-approved medication delivered straight to your door. I'm not a medical expert. Hone Health is, and they'll be there with you every step of the way. Order Hone's easy-to-use at-home assessment test today to learn your testosterone levels for a limited time. Our listeners get home testing and doctor consultation for only $45. Go to Hone, H-O-N-E, honehealth.com/Callahan to take advantage now. That's Hone, H-O-N-E, health.com/Callahan. Just $45. All right, we move on, Carano. Got to get to the Patriots and the NFL, but we have to congratulate one Enos Kanter Freedom.
Yes.
If you haven't heard, today he becomes an American citizen. Nobody loves this country like Enos Kanter. I can't think of anything more appropriate than him. Boston Celtics center and superhero Enos Kanter. And he says he's going to officially change his name to Freedom, or as Kamala Harris calls him, Enos Freedom. Today. Now, this guy, as we've told you many, many times, is just the balls, because he does not let up. He does not say, I got to kind of ease up. I'm embarrassing people like the NBA or coaches or LeBron James. LeBron James doesn't need help. He embarrasses himself. We don't have to get into his antics last Wednesday when he was grabbing his junk because he hit a shot. A 37-year-old guy with, you know, kids and grabbing his crotch. Because he hit a shot. It was just ridiculous. The NBA fined him $15,000. And as I pointed out, it's time for us all to admit that the biggest star of his generation is a colossal asshole. He just is. And Enos Kanter has embarrassed him, calling him out for, you know, coddling China, for selling out to China, which he has done. And you know what I liked about what Kanter did? He was at, they played the Spurs. By the way, he called the Nets owner, Joseph, I don't even know how you say his name. Tsai, T-S-A-I.
Tsai.
He called the owner of the Nets a coward and a puppet. He does not he does not let up. He defends the Uyghurs. He attacks China. He says we should boycott the Olympics. He is just relentless, and I love him. And he was asked, Greg Popovich was asked about Kanter and, you know, what he's doing, his activism and calling out of China. And Popovich, he gets credit. I'm looking at the Outkick story, and they say Popovich praises Kanter for speaking out on China. This is all Popovich said. He said, I'm glad Enos speaks up when he feels like it. I think it's great. No reasons not to. Period. That's it. You give Popovich credit for that? For saying, I'm glad he speaks up? How about calling out China, Pop? You fraud. He won't do it. How about calling for them to boycott the Olympics? How about speaking up for the Uyghur Muslims, which Kanter does every day? Nope. Popovich and Kerr and LeBron and Silver hate this guy. They hate him because he's exposing them as the phonies and the frauds and the sellouts they are, and you just have to love it. And I'm telling you, we're going to see pictures. He'll be posting on social media, waving American flags and singing the anthem and talking about how much he loves his country. I love this guy, and I hope he keeps it up. And I think he will, because the Olympics are coming up in Beijing. It's going to be kind of a big, big deal. All right, I want to get to the Patriots, but first I want to mention, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Why, if you're CNN, if you're the Washington Post, and you're, and obviously I understand, you know, you're obsessed with race, but certain things seem to be trump whatever a racial issue, seem to be make it this the irrelevant what the race is. A guy 8 days ago, again, a guy named Daryl Brooks drove a maroon SUV into the parade, the Christmas parade, killed 6 people, including an 8-year-old child named Jackson Sparks, injured 60. Some of them are severe. Head injuries. I'm just reading about an 11-year-old girl who's had a kidney removed. She has a fractured skull and a fractured pelvis. Just unfathomable carnage from one murderous psycho, a guy who's anti-Semitic, anti-white, a racist, a career criminal who beat up women, abused children, I mean, tried to run over a woman with his car, who jumped bail, just the worst person. Why do you feel the need to cover for him, to ignore him? It's amazing. We talked to the other day about the Washington Post putting on a tweet saying, a SUV caused this death. An SUV. They ended up deleting the tweet and rewriting it. But then CNN yesterday tweeted, it's been 1 week since a car drove through a parade. Not a career criminal, not a black supremacist, not a racist, anti-Semitic scumbag. A car. A car killed six people. Would you ever imagine that a gun killed three people in Kenosha?
Or I would not.
A rifle killed without them saying the name Kyle Rittenhouse? They don't. Someone did a search. I think it was Benny Johnson did a search. CNN has never tweeted the name Daryl Brooks. They don't use his name. Now, I think I'm pretty aware of what's going on in the news. I pay pretty close attention. Can you help me out? Why would you do that?
Because you're hiding something. You have some sort of agenda. You want to do some sort of narrative. But no, I mean, it just like inanimate objects don't do damage on their own. It takes someone to animate them and do damage with it. So it's not the car. It's the dude. It's not the gun.
And why can't you just say Daryl Brooks did this? It doesn't make you, I don't understand their investment in this, covering for him. And I don't know if you saw, but it wasn't on the front page of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
I saw that.
Like the next day or 2 days later, yeah. It wasn't on the front page. They're getting little blurbs. They didn't get, there's no coverage. They're not in Waukesha.
It's a huge tragedy. In Kenosha. It's a huge tragedy. They'll call it a mass murder or a mass shooting if it's two or three people. This is 60 people. This with six dead so far. Is that what it is? Six
dead, I believe. Yes, five dancing grannies and the, 1 8-year-old child.
Yeah,
and so maybe more.
This is mass.
I'm going to go out and say it's worse than what happened in Kenosha. It's worse than Kyle Rittenhouse shooting two scumbags. It's worse than January 6th. It's one of the worst things we've seen in this country in our lifetimes. This kind of carnage, there's innocent people at a Christmas parade, and the media just wants it to go away. Why? Because it makes the DA look bad? It's just amazing. It's just such, I mean, they're just such unethical
people. Because they don't want to connect it as some sort of response to the Rittenhouse verdict, or they don't want to, is that why? Or because he's got connections to Black Lives Matter? Like what? What's the purpose of keeping this guy's name out of the news?
As I tweeted, I think the SUV was just mad at the rifle. Yeah. The SUV is mad at the rifle Kenosha. So that was the SUV's reaction. It's just insane. It's bizarre. They're going to be forced to cover the trial, I guess, but they'll spend their time like defending the DA that lowered the bail, that wants no cash bail, that Chisholm scumbag. It just, why don't you put all your little agendas and your race thing aside for something this egregious? You know, this insane, this violent, this immoral, this just, it just seems crazy that you'd never use his name. Because why? Because he's black? So what? Just insane. We've been telling you about Shea Concrete for a long, long time. Today, we're sitting with the man who makes it all work, the man in charge of the whole place, my brother-in-law, Greg. Hey, Greg, seems like business is booming at Shea Concrete.
We're cranking it out, Jerry.
Well, I'm just wondering, what's holding you back these days?
We could use some good help.
You need people?
We need people.
How many people do you need?
At least 20 people.
20? Well, what kind of people?
We have positions driving trucks, working in the production plants, estimating, engineers, all kinds.
You need any podcasters?
You know, we do have the Precast podcast.
Well, I think it seems like a great place to work, as I tell people. It's a family atmosphere. You guys are good to your people. There's a great gym here at the headquarters. What's holding you back? Why can't you find people?
Besides being to work on time, you have to pass the drug test.
Ooh, you have to pass a drug test. That's all it takes. All right, if people want to come see you, they want to talk, what do they have to do?
Bunch of ways. They can, if they want to be a team member, they can go to SheaConcrete.com, fill out an application. They can come to any of our offices. We got four locations. They can call me up directly. They can email jobs@SheaConcrete.com.
And you'll give them a hat?
And we'll give them a hat.
Hats.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good. SheaConcrete.com. I saw a really cool, nice cafeteria here. Can we go have lunch?
Oh, absolutely. We got empanadas and chicken.
Excellent. I don't know what they are, but I'm going to go have an empanada.
All right, let's quickly go to the Patriots, the best team in the NFL. All right? And I'm not kidding. I know they're not the first seed. They're the two seed, but they've won six in a row. Six in a row. And by the way, Carano, they've won those six games by a total of 148 points. That's an average of 20-something points. This average score is like 35 to 11 in those six games. They just beat Tennessee, which was the higher seed. I know they had a lot of injuries, but Tennessee was a lot of people's pick to, you know, go to the Super Bowl. I told you 3 weeks ago, Patriots are going to the Super Bowl. I'm close to saying they're going to win it. I don't know whether they're playing the Tampa Bay Bucks or the Green Bay Packers, one or the other, but it is an amazing coaching job by Belichick and Josh McDaniel. I think Mac Jones is having a great rookie year. Every week he just looks better, more comfortable.
He played a better game. There were no turnovers. He played a better game. He didn't. Right. His completions weren't as high. He was like, I don't know, 21 for 30, 22 for 30 or something. But he didn't make mistakes. They are crushing teams. That's the crazy part. They're not beating teams. They are destroying them.
They certainly are. And it's this is Bill Belichick's sixth undefeated November. I just read that little fun fact. I'm going, what? That is just an amazing run. I think a lot of people were hoping he'd come crashing back to earth without Brady. It certainly looked that way when they were 2-4. But when you watch them, they just have, they're better prepared. Mac Jones has open receivers. He doesn't have great playmaker on the outside, but the play design gets these guys open.
They're open.
And he hits them in stride most of the time. And he knows what to do when the pressure's on, like when they're coming after him. He's smart. He's composed. All right, I made a quick list. Not only is he better than all the other rookies, we know that. He's better than Zach Wilson. He's certainly better than Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields. All those teams are looking at the Patriots saying, what did they see that we missed? Why did we wait? Why didn't we take that guy? He's not only better than all the rookies. Just a quick list. Here's who else he's better than. I'm just going to go out and say it. Baker Mayfield, Ryan Tannehill, Tua, Jalen Hurts, Kirk Cousins, Jimmy Garoppolo, Teddy Bridgewater, Matt Ryan, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, Jameis Winston, and Ben Roethlisberger. He's better than all those guys. Yes. There's not one you'd take this week over him. This week when they play the Bills on Monday Night Football. And you know what you don't worry about if you're a Patriot fan or a Patriot coach? You don't worry that, it's Monday Night Football. It's the Bills. I don't know that Mac Jones can handle it. He handled it in Alabama wonderfully, as we know. He had an incredible year last year. It was like 45 touchdowns and I don't know what it was, five picks or something. Just a great season under the pressure you're in when you play for Alabama. And he hasn't missed a beat coming into the NFL. And I laughed out loud yesterday as I watched the Patriots and then see the highlights of Carolina. Cam Newton, 5 for 21 for 92 yards, a 5.8 rating.
Yeah.
Cam Newton sucked last year here, and he's even worse this year
in
Carolina. And it was about 3 months ago that there were actual people in New England saying that Cam Newton was going to start, that Mac Jones wasn't ready. And I'm watching this, as you know. We talked about it. So this is crazy. Cam Newton already is nowhere near the quarterback Mac Jones is. He can't make the throws.
I heard the rare chances or rare opportunities that I was listening to EI in the morning. Wiggy was ticked that they let Cam Newton go and that Mac was going to start. He was a football player.
Is that
player
true?
Too.
Because as you know, I don't listen, but people were tweeting at me saying Wiggy's going to be very upset. I'm going, Wiggy. And I guess, you know, Wiggy does, I guess Wiggy was really a big Cam Newton guy and wanted them to sign him to a new contract.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
How do you not know the difference between the two players, Wiggy? Come on.
I mean he knows the black player from the white player.
Wiggy's, is that what that was with Wiggy?
Oh, yeah. But, honest to God, you couldn't watch for 5 minutes and not see that Mac Jones was far superior. He just makes the throws, makes them accurately, makes them quickly. Cam Newton doesn't do any of that. Cam Newton, again, 8 touchdowns and 11 picks last year.
I mean, I'm not as down on Newton as you were last year because he did have a lot of yards on the ground as well. So I think he was probably a net positive. But in terms of just a pocket passer, someone who's reading the defense, there's no comparison. I mean,
you let Josh McDaniels draw up a play, and then you look for the open receiver, and you make the throw, and you make it quickly, and you make the quick decision. It ain't about running the ball. And Cam Newton couldn't do that. He wasn't an accurate thrower all year. This kid is. Jones is an accurate throw.
Very good player.
Quick release. He's like a young Tom Brady. He really is. I don't know how long it'll last, but so far, till he blows out a knee, they're in good shape. They're going to go to the playoffs. They're going to maybe have home field, which is a big deal. And their defense is playing spectacular football. And yeah. I mean, they're just much better than anyone expected at this point. And now they got a pretty interesting stretch where you play Buffalo on Monday night. Then you have a bye. Then you got to play Buffalo again. It's going to be a wild stretch run. And then they got a 17th game, which is stupid.
That's stupid.
And I mean, playoffs. I mean, it's still regular season on like January 8th. You know, it's dumb. I don't know why. I guess I do know why. It was for the money. But all right, we got to leave it there. Carano, anything else? I'm looking forward to tomorrow. The Laptop from Hell comes out. I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to seeing Enos Kanter Freedom celebrate his new citizenship. God, I love that guy. I hope he gets a lot of coverage on this. And I will miss, again, to my relatives in Botswana. Sorry, you couldn't come. It's all Joe Biden's fault. All right. This. Did you enjoy your little unquarantined, unvaccinated?
Yeah, it was just me, my mom, and my wife, and the rest of the family did their own thing. That's fine. That's up to them. I didn't want to make a fuss about it. Like, I don't care if you're uncomfortable with me being there. We had steak, and I made mashed potatoes. My wife made pie. It was fantastic.
You're going to do the same thing at Christmas?
We'll see what happens. Yeah, I don't know what'll happen if they're requiring me to get tested and not everybody else to get tested. I think that's a political move and not a logical move.
You had steak on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'm not a big turkey guy. I don't care.
So what? It's Thanksgiving. It's like you got to do it.
It was last minute when this happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah, last minute when I knew it. When I
figured you whipped out a couple of Omaha steaks, yes, right. Threw them on the grill.
That's right.
Yeah, I had hot dogs. They were good, though. I had hot dogs.
Cool.
All right, we shall leave it there. Thanks to everybody for watching, for listening, and for commenting. Thanks to you, Matt Carano. I'm Jerry Callahan. This is The Callahan Show, and we will do it again tomorrow.
Finding suitable mental health medications can be a challenge. The GeneSight test may help. Did you know that genetics can play an important role in gaining insight on how a person may respond to various medications? Understanding this may help reduce medication trial and error. GeneSight is a genetic test that analyzes variations in DNA. It shows how genes may affect someone's metabolism or response to medications commonly prescribed to treat depression, anxiety, and other mental health conditions. Visit GeneSight.com for more information.